When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are quite pretty much making me nervous. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? This is BKS. This is the best kept secret going on in the air today. It's been a long time since I did one of these with you where I don't tell you the topic and I'm making you go in blind.
Before we do that, let's just say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody they know. All right. Full disclosure, peek behind the curtain. We've done some recordings here. And this whole time, BKS has said, I have a topic for you. I want to talk about it, but I don't want you to know what it is. And I want to get your live, uncut reaction on the podcast. So we're here to do this. When I tell you this has been eating away at me this whole time. And with you, it could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could literally be anything.
To be fair, it's also been a hot minute since I did one of these. Well, because we have a team meeting, we discuss what the topics we're doing, and so far we've been good. This time, like I found it. I'm like, I can't bring this to the meeting. I just gotta tell him.
You just gotta do it.
I gotta do it live. I want to see his live reaction.
All right. So,
are you ready? I don't think you're ready for this.
I don't think I am, but
all right.
We can go about it.
We can go about it. So. You like it. You're a dog person, right?
All right. Yes. Yes. And not the direction I originally thought, but...
All right.
Okay.
What's going on? What was the direction you think I was going?
I honestly didn't know, but this isn't where... This isn't the general area I thought you were going, but proceed.
Oh, proceed. All right. So, you're a dog person, right? You like Ollie. You have a nice little dog.
Yeah, he's a great, somewhat. Sometimes.
Do you think sometimes, you know, another dog to keep him company would be nice?
Kind of. It depends. He's weird. He's a weird boy.
What kind of dog would you get, Ollie, to keep him company?
Someone like him, like a bigger dog.
No, like the same breed, or would it be
different
breed? Yeah, or what? Same breed, different breed?
Same. Where's this going? Where's this going? I don't like this.
How often do you play with Ollie? Like, when you throw the ball around, blah, 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 blah. Like,
he doesn't know how to fetch. He doesn't register. I love him, but he's stupid sometimes. I love him, but, like, it doesn't, like, he'll go get it and then just stand there and not come back. So, yeah, but I play with him all day.
Yep.
Yeah. Just call my dog stupid, but what happens?
I'm just loving because I'm also recording this, and the people on my end can see what I'm looking at right now. And the fact that you don't, it's great.
I don't. Yeah, it's unsettling.
So I'm gonna get right into it. A Japanese man spent 2 million yen to become a dog.
I seen this. He gets the suit, right?
Yeah, he gets the suit.
Okay.
Hey,
Is this the thing?
That's the thing.
I'm calm now. I've seen this. Go ahead. Continue whatever you're doing.
So for those who don't know what it is, so a man always believed that he was a dog. So he spent 2 million yen, which is about, I actually calculated the price of it, which is $276,372.88 USD dollars. Mm-hmm. And this man, I won't get the video up for those who doesn't. There we go. It's literally in a, what's the type of dog he is? It's a collie, right? A collie.
It's a collie.
Yeah. He went to this company and they made him this suit and it looks exactly like a collie. And now he is a dog because he's like, since I was in grad school, felt like I was a dog. And this man is now living his life as a fucking dog in Japan. Like, some might say he's a good dog. This man was said, this man had an apartment, this man had a life, but this man was like, nah, man, it ain't it. I want to be a dog.
He got that dog in him, I guess.
Oh my, like, no. Absolutely, you have too much time. This is as worse as those people going to find the Titanic. And we're like, oh, I'm going to go see it. I'm going to spend X amount of money, yo, because I'm rich. I could blow money off like that. Man, yo, dog, this man just wanted attention. Because he knows, oh, dogs get attention all the time. All dogs go to heaven. This man is stepping over their other boundaries. These dogs be like, if you see the videos, these dogs are confused. They're like, what the fuck is this? This man acts like a dog. This man sleeps in a cage. It's wild. Did this man quit his job? Like, I want to, like, what the
is
fuck?
Is this like, we got furry right here. Is this the next step? Is this the evolution process?
I don't want to say anything because every time we say something on this podcast, it comes to life. Every fucking thing we say, 6 months, 8 months down the line, it becomes reality. I'm not even.
But like, I've seen this before, like where people like think they're an animal or something. Married to like buildings or like airplanes. Have you seen those?
This is a whole thing.
I can open your eyes to this.
I don't want you to. I've seen somebody marry themselves and then later on get a divorce because of cues of cheating on themselves. Which is
respect that.
What do you mean respect that?
Nobody deserves me, so I'm just going to marry myself.
But then what happens if you cheat on yourself?
I got that dog in me, I guess.
Let me show these people because once again, I am recording this. Let me show, like, look at this, guys. Like, what the fuck?
I get people have their things, and this is clearly one of them. It's just bound to happen. Like I've told you in the prior podcast, everyone has their thing.
Hey, wait, before we go on, they spent 40 days to make this thing.
It doesn't really, like, it looks okay. Like, this is all based off memory from what I seen it on Instagram. I was scrolling. It looks okay. It looks like a decent suit.
I just sent it to you, by the way.
Thank you. I'm gonna click on that. Like,
look before I go on. He's in a fucking cage. Absolutely not. No way. You, sir, no. You just want attention at this point. You just want a pretty girl to see you at a party like, who's a good? You want a belly rub? I want a belly rub, bitch. Give me belly rubs. I'm not gonna turn myself into a dog for it. No.
Okay, I stand corrected. I looking back on this, it looks like a good suit.
It looks like a real dog suit.
It does.
Absolutely no. Mm-mm.
But that's a big dog. If like
collies are known to be big, but the guy pig
that big.
But the man did it because the man said he did it because he wanted the suit to look realistic enough to be a dog. Like this man is like. Bang! And the video, he's banging on the window on the glass to let him in.
He's cheating. That poor girl's wheeling him around. He's not walking around on all fours. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
I mean, at home.
Look at that. That's cheating. Now this is him in the cage.
Yeah.
See, I didn't see all this, but this is cheating. If you're gonna commit, buy a suit that costs 2 million yen. Like,
well, I get it. You're
walk
in the
around town on all four. No. If you want to be a dog, you better commit to this whole bit. Like, I don't want to hear nothing. You already spent the money. You better be out there running like Air Bud if you want.
Like, 2 million yen, we just found out it's not a lot compared to, it's still a lot, but it's like it's not equivalent to $2 million. If you get $2 million, you could do this, but absolutely not. Like, I'm getting another video up for these people. We got an ad right now, but no, you absolutely not. One of my friends is like, yo, dude, I'm going to go to Japan, turn myself into a fucking dog, I'd be like, lose my contact number. Don't call me. Adios. You're done. I have a rule where if I don't talk to you in 5 years, I delete your number. I unfollow you on social media. And all of that. You turn yourself into a dog. That's it. I'm done.
Instant.
I don't know you.
Instant.
You're done. You're done. I don't know who you are. Absolutely not. Live your life. You're weird, but you live your life.
If you had to pick an animal to be...
I can't. No, absolutely.
Yes, you can. Answer the question.
I believe it or not, I have morals. I have standards. I am not picking a fucking animal.
I pick a polar bear.
Lose my number. Lose my fucking
it's a
number.
Polar bear. It's awesome. It's gigantic. At least I'm playing within my animal sphere.
She puts him on a fucking leash. Like, no.
She's also wheeling him around.
No, I'm sure. I think that's cheating.
Look
at this one. I found another one right now.
In public.
Yeah, in public, but in the fucking house too. But like, dude, like.
In the house, it's cheating. That's cheating. No, like, don't. Again, you're in public. Don't, like, oh gosh. This is so unsettling. Because knowing that's a human in there. He also, like the back is very. Oh.
Like,
I don't like this.
And he wags his tail too. Like, do you eat dog food too?
My YouTube history is going to be so sketchy.
The man's walking outside his house too now in the video. Like, look at this. He rolls around. He does tricks.
But does he, like, do the thing? Does he do the deed outside? Because that'd be very bad. Because we're not talking dog size. We're talking human size.
Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. But look, he's going. He's sitting up, sitting down.
I have more answers or more questions now than answers.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
I'd be a polar bear. That's all I'm saying.
I know. If you go to Japan and do this, how the fuck are you coming back? Your passport looks completely different. You're living over there.
But, like, do you take it off? Is this a thing like Batman where you, like, suit up?
I don't think you take it off.
Or is he
off,
rocking
dude.
This, like, year? Like,
I think he's rocking this yearly, dude.
Imagine showing up, like, your family doesn't have a family barbecue because of COVID, and then, like, you get invited and you come back a dog.
Dude, look at the video. She's walking him without the thing now. He's on the streets walking in this video. With a leash.
Imagine, all right, there's different perspectives here. One,
go click that video. I want to see your reaction because you were giving shit before that he was cheating.
I Yeah, he was.
But no, but look at the video now. But in this video, he's walking. He's laying down on the street now. He's a leash. You know, some guys are into this. Some girls are into this. But when you're a fucking dog, when you're not a speed, when you're a human being, you can own a house. You can own a car. And you'd be like, nah, man, I want to be a dog.
He's also very slow. I just want to know, like, where is his legs?
They're right there. What do you mean, where is his legs?
No, like, if you look at his back legs, I'm trying to think of a human on all fours. You know, like,
his back legs are moving.
Yeah, but, like...
Also, people in Japan are really short, too, Gab. You gotta remember that. That's a stereotype.
I'm trying to just think of, like, human anatomy here. Why am I concerned about this? I don't know.
You are concerned because you're thinking of becoming a polar bear.
I just gave my animal, my spirit animal. There's no interest, but come on.
My spirit animal is it's a wolf, like a husky.
But
I would never do that. I wouldn't be this guy. I want to be like,
good in a wolf suit.
Absolutely. Yeah, over my shoulder, maybe. Not in a fucking, no.
Imagine being a guy that's just on another planet. Having some vitamins.
No. Can you imagine?
And walking in the street and coming across this guy.
Can you imagine? You're on a date, you're walking on Central Park, and you see a dog, and you know that's a fucking human. And that girl doesn't know, and she's like, oh my God, it's a dog. My girl be giving belly rubs to this man. Like,
you gotta marry her. You gotta marry her. That's what bonds you forever, that story.
She's rubbing a guy. That's not a dog. It's not fucking, no, absolutely not. And then if you try to tell her that, she's going to be thinking you're insane. Absolutely not. No. Mm-mm.
What a story to tell the kids in the future.
You know how I met your mom? I was a dog. Yes, Grandpa, we know you are. You're still a dog. Mm-hmm. And no amount of money would transform me into a fucking dog. Absolutely not. No.
Well... You know what amount of money could completely?
But wait. Before you go, because you said polar bear.
Yeah.
Would you consider doing it if it was free?
No.
You would not. Why not? Because you said.
Oh, I said if I had to pick one, it'd be a polar bear.
But why wouldn't you be a polar bear if you had the choice? If somebody was paying to make this,
I'm not walking around on all fours all day.
I
like playing video games. I like going to the gym. I like doing things. And if you think I'm going to spend my whole life waddling around on all fours, no.
But what if you get the attention? What do you be like, oh, this is a good
boy?
I don't
need attention. I don't like people. I don't like people to begin with. No, I've spent the last 4 years huddled up in this room as my safe space. I don't need to see people.
But what happens if it's a female and she's like, you come on, and she takes you home?
What do you mean? Like, that's what she's into?
She's like, let's go, buddy. You're coming to live with me now.
First of all, if she picks me up, marrying that woman on the spot.
You're a dog, though. You're a dog.
I'm a polar bear.
You're a polar bear.
Yeah. But, I mean, do I have a choice? She picks me up and
you can run away. You know how to use a fucking door.
Well, if she picks me up, I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm stuck.
What is going on? COVID has changed everything in this landscape.
It has. It has. But what it hasn't changed are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
The BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Fucking done with people.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.